Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Madam Chair, for giving the floor to me. Good morning and good afternoon, depending on which time zone you are sitting under these strange circumstances. So I will be very short, shortly introducing you the Nexus assessment, Nexus exercise, what the Water Convention has been doing. We started already in 2013, and we have committed regional Nexus assessments in different parts of the world, starting from Caucasus to Central Asia to Balkans and also Northern Africa. So I have no time, of course, to go into the details to all of these assessments, but only reporting now the recent activities and also what are the plans for the coming months and next year until the next meeting of parties. There is still going on two assessments, one which is more or less financed concerning the big aquifer in Northern Africa, but there will be a separate invention by our Tunisian colleague just after myself, so I will not touch upon that. So I will go directly to another one which is still going on in the Balkans, in two river basins in Balkans, namely Drina and Drin. And they are all continuing, but coming to the final phase now, including the quantitative analysis, stakeholder processes, priority interventions, identification, etc. So first, I would like to report that within the Drina River Basin, a high-level workshop titled Action Across Sectors and Borders for Sustainable Future of the Drina River Basin was held about a year ago. And the main output of this workshop was a joint statement and recommendations on monitoring and information exchange, sedimentation, sustainable energy, flow regulations, and environmental flows. What comes to the Drin Basin, which is a basin shared by Albania, Kosovo, North Macedonia, and Montenegro, a thematic report on the water, food, energy, environment nexus has been published. And this publication, as well as all the other publications from all of the regions where we have been active, is available on the UNEC website. Next slide, please. One of the maybe most important outcome of the Nexus exercise will be the synthesis document on solutions and its investments, which will be produced in cooperation with the IUCN. And this report publication will be a stocktaking of experiences around the world, not only based on our own exercises, but also other activities, to demonstrate how the Nexus approach translates into the Nexus solutions and investments that directly or indirectly provide transboundary benefit. Indicate the factors of success, mapping financing opportunities, reflecting on regional differences, etc. So primary conclusions will be discussed at the upcoming sixth meeting of the task force of the Nexus, which will be held in 22 and 23rd of October this year. So you are all welcome to join that task force meeting. So that will be a very important meeting for this task force. And then after that, the draft synthesis document for the next joint session of the IWRM working group and monitoring and assessment will be presented, and this meeting will take place next year, April. And finally, the conclusions and recommendations will be presented in a meeting of parties in 2021 in Estonia. One of the very important thing is the questionnaire for all countries and all parties and everyone of you who have been involved with this Nexus exercises. Please ask the questionnaire, it will be available already. And there's a link in this slide where you can find the questionnaire. And we would be very happy if you could submit your experience by 14th of October this year, because that will be a very important contribution to the task force meeting just at the end of October this year. Next slide, please. And finally, the last one what I'm going to report now during this meeting is the joint work of the task force with the ECE Sustainable Energy Division on the Nexus and Renewable Energy. And why is this so important? Is the fact that all renewable energy has transboundary impacts and hydro competitiveness needs to be better understood. And this cooperation between the Sustainable Energy Division has been very successful, very productive. And one of the examples is that the hard talks concerning water and environment was held in Bosnia and Herzegovina in 2018 and in Serbia 2019. So there is also output sustainable renewable energy development, a toolkit for policymakers, which is also available now from the website. So I will stop here, Madam Chair. Thank you very much.